Good morning, Cynthia Cox in the Bronx, New York.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call, and we are so glad that you are here, and even those who have not had an opportunity to greet, to say hello. But my name is Minister Robin. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, you are so good to us, and we honor you, we welcome you, and we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for the founders of this call, because they win, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, because that's the thread that's brought many of us together. And Father, as we are preparing to hear the word of God that you've given your man or woman of God, Lord, we thank you because we know that there's not one weapon that can be formed against us. We know, Lord God, that we are victorious in you. And we know that this call will go through clear. There will not be any hindrances. There will not be any obstructions. There will not be any interruptions in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We honor you. We bless you. And we thank you for allowing us to be victorious in you, because we win on this Wednesday in the mighty name of Jesus. I am going to turn the call over to our host. God bless each one of you. Are you there, victorious woman of God?
Good morning, Minister Robin. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise God for you, my sister, and thank you for opening up this call with We Win. Amen. And I stand in agreement. We win. Master's Call family, my name is Bonita Cates, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I am a victorious woman of God because we win. I want to greet you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdoms greeting. I'm just so excited because Minister Robin just started it off with so much excitement. We were founded October 25, 2010 by two awesome women of God, and that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International, and there will be a call that she is hosting directly after this call, so get prepared for that. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you, because we stand on Psalms 88:13. Use that psalm because you're a winner. The call is live Monday through Friday. Share this number with someone today, 712-432-0075, and give them the access code of 957-677-pound. You heard me say Artists International. If you're new to this call and someone invited you to this call, get that. What is she talking about, Artists International? It's a health and wellness company, and we are on a road for $90,000 in 90 days. And all roads lead to Atlanta, Georgia, the 1st of February, where they're going to talk more about it, more about artists, and more about how to make a financial difference in your life and help somebody else with our wellness products. I would like to invite you to our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, where you can go and listen to any of the archived messages that have been shared by some awesome women and men of God. I'm telling you, they touch people's lives every Monday through Friday. And for me, it's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, and you can work it out moving on your time zone. You heard me talk about, I want to make sure if you have any praise reports or prayer requests, please send them to our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you have something that you want to share on this line, you want to be a greeter, you have a message, send it to that email address. And the young lady that you heard at the beginning, Minister Robin, or our Mother Eagle, one of them will get back to you, because we're excited to have new folks join the family. I just want to make sure I get all of this out the way because you guys, you are in for a treat this morning. We have some woman of God that we are so thankful to have with us. I'm just going to speak from my heart. This woman is such a mentor, such a moving spirit. She helps so many. Her ministry is just in her heart, and she just helps people all the time. She's getting ready to get married, and we're all excited about that. She is the minister of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, and I just want to tell you, her mom, Mother Josie, she takes care of her mom. There is such a list of things that she does from the bottom of her heart. And if you've never heard her before, you are in for a treat. I'm telling you, get ready. Put your spiritual seatbelt on. Get ready for the telecommunication sanctuary. Go get that pad. Get that Bible. Basic instructions before leaving this earth, because this lady is going to give you a message that you can chew on all day long. Amen. Dr. Vanessa, please come forward.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my sweet Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that kind, heartfelt invitation, and I am still seeing that beautiful smile when I was able to actually put my arms around you recently there in Houston, just seeing you blossom and grow and soar. Just means so much. Good morning, Master's Call family from coast to coast. And for those of you on the East Coast, I've been watching the TV praying for you to stay warm in the Holy Ghost, but to stay warm in the natural. Thank you, Prayer Warrior Minister Robin, for just saluting God's people as they came on the line to our telecommunication sanctuary, as Ms. Benita says. We are so honored to have you. And again, on behalf of Dr. PK and myself, we're just humbled that God saw fit to give this vision and this call to us. I have a message that I'm just so full of and don't even know if I'll get a chance to finish. I'm kind of pitch hitting this morning and just so excited that I have the opportunity to come on and minister. I'm going to talk briefly this morning on God's master plan of faith. Faith is always the key, the thread, the connector that allows us to birth visions, dreams, and goals that God has intended us. So our subheading, which I've ministered before, but as we grow in God, He gives us little nuances and nuggets to grow and continue to grow on. We're going to talk about us being the CEO of our dreams. With God's master's plan of faith, being the CEO of our dreams. And I'm excited that as I always pray and stay before God and get themes for the year, my platinum, Miss Sunshine, the money lady, platinum president Gail Mathis, put her hands together with me and executive president Angela Mosley, and we came up with the theme for artists, all my business and goals will be seen in 2014. All my business and goals will be seen in 2014. And so I'm going to talk this morning about that journey of seeing those dreams come from the ethereal, from the spirit realm, to receive them a walk into and manifest in our natural realm. And I've always loved acronyms, and we're going to be talking about that word dream. What is dream really foundationally based on? What does that really mean? Well, the acronym that God gave me for dream was Dare Reality, Expect Amazing Miracles. Dare Reality. I know some of us say, ooh, my situation, not even the situation, my situation is kind of tough. No, but Dare Reality and Expect Amazing or Anointed Miracles. I always say, yeah, or moments. Some of us just want a special moment in time, and that'll fulfill a dream. And our basis text scripture comes, very familiar passage written by one of the Jewish apostles, John Mark, the book of Mark. We call him the roving reporter. He was into more details in the other synoptic gospels by his fellow disciples. But Mark 11, very familiar passage in 22 through 24, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. And that in the Greek means have the faith of God. In other words, for some of us, that means put a little meat, little muscles on it, but have the faith of God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Doubt and dreams can't hang out together. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ye soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. See, this month we've been celebrating a new year with goals and ambitions, but mainly we've been celebrating the accomplishments of various individual dreams. Monday, we celebrated Martin Luther King Day, the I Have a Dream. Today, we're on the 18th day of our corporate fast to birth, to be the incubators, to bring forth the dreams that God has given us. God gives each and every one of us talents, skills, and abilities. But we must manage. We must oversee. We have to develop. And that's why I came up with being the CEO of our dreams, so that we oversee those dreams. If we're good stewards of our God-given talents. Are we making the contributions today that will enhance the kingdom of God by developing, nurturing, protecting, persevering with our dreams? Again, we are the ultimate CEOs of our dreams. Now, here comes the most important, pivotal question. Will you and I stay true and walk out our dream? Will we oversee and be productive, effective, and efficient with our dreams? Is our bottom line bringing in a profit to our lives and to the kingdom of God? See, the prophetic theme that God gave me, and as I've been fasting and praying, the start of January 5th, the first 7 days, I did just liquids because I need some things for God. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for some things for God. I'm desperate to see God move in greater ways in my life in this year, and I need to do that. Matthew 17:21, that some things don't come but by prayer and fasting, and then continuing on in this fast on this 18th day, he gave me the theme, in 2014, the glory of God shall be seen. In 2014, we're glory carriers. You are glory carrier, the glory of God. The Holy Ghost, the Paraclete lives inside of you. You're a glory carrier. And we want to see the countenance of God without the Jesus pin, without the bling bling. The countenance, folks who don't know God will be saying there's something about you. In 2014, oh, we want to let God's glory be seen. And I'm asking, are we as the CEO disciplined with our goal setting of our dreams? Today is the 22nd day of January, and some of you still haven't written down your goals. You still haven't committed with yourself, put down the contract with yourself, and write the vision. Habakkuk 2:4 says, write the vision. Didn't just say think it. Didn't just say have it in the back of my mind what I want to do. Write, because that's a contract with you in heaven. The vision, and make it plain and watch God work it out. We are CEOs of our dreams by staying before God to get his strategic planning for our dreams. You know, I teach with dreams. Will we dream big, believe big, and achieve big? You know, our own personal DBA with God. Yes, we can. Will we be firm, focused, and faithful in our pursuit of our dreams? Will we be thorough FBI agents of our dreams in 2014? As Dr. PK has been teaching us, always staying intuitive, inspiring, and utmost investing, digging for the truth, being investigative. See, FBI, favor, blessings, and the increase, but there's some things we must do as a CEO for the favor to flow, for the blessings to be there, for the increase to go from higher and higher, from glory to glory. Within our families, many lives are being changed each day because we're endeavoring, hopefully, to stay true to be the FBI agents, producing the favor, the blessings, and increase in our lives and in our lifestyle. See, each week, you, the Master's Call family, our artist family, we are firm, focused. See, I'm speaking and I'm prophesying it in your life. We're faithful FBI agents, remaining diligent to help start out 2014 off right, to employ our theme today, God's Master Plan of Faith. Be the CEO of your dreams. All my business and goals will be seen in 2014. I am. Quote it. Prophesy. Open your mouths wherever you are and say it. I am God's FBI agent. Remember, dream. Dare reality. Expect amazing miracles. In this season of prayer and fasting, with this month of remembering and celebrating dreams and goals everywhere, again, we just honor the dream of MLK. But now I'm challenging us to dust off and define our individual dreams, your team and corporate dreams, as well as establish through those dreams a generational legacy of faith and family and good lifestyle. What does it mean to dream? Well, let me give you what I'm going to break down and prayerfully get through today. But if I don't, I want to make sure with my acronym of DREAM, I give you where we're going. With the D of DREAM, we're going to talk today about dare to believe, to defy all odds, do it anyhow, and be determined and diligent. Dare to believe. Some of you say, I want to be a millionaire, but you don't really believe it. That's why we spend so much time on reality shows watching other folks instead of fine-tuning what God's given for us. R, reach for the stars, but be that eagle. Always rise, the R, rise to the occasion, and then rehearse and rejoice. With the E today, we're going to talk about equip yourself daily for success. How? Educate, that's not a cuss word, educate yourself. You got to read. Leaders are readers. Study and meditate on the word of God. Soar like the eagle in that dream, E, the eagle that you are. But how? You're going to endure. Like a good soldier. A, we're going to act like it's already done. We're not going to wait until the battle's over. We're going to shout now. Practice his presence so that the anointing of Christ will dwell in you. And it will, another A in dream, it'll attract what you want. So remember, success attracts success. And then this morning, the M, we're going to talk about taking massive action and keep the mind. Lay hands on your own forehead, that number size 10 today. Keep the mind of Christ, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. And expect that miracle. See yourself daily on a mission with a mandate to be the minister in the marketplace. So in 7 minutes, Lord, we can do it, we can do it. Let's begin. The D, dare to dream. Defy all odds. Do it anyhow. Be determined and diligent. It is your God-given dream. Be disciplined daily to keep your dream first and utmost on your mind and in your heart. In other words, keep the main thing the main thing. Guard your heart and mind from distractors and detours. That's the enemy that will be constantly bringing things your way. Remember, it's the God idea, not the good idea. One of the main tricks of the enemy is to keep us busy, but not effective. Say that again. One of the main tools in the arsenal of the enemy is to keep the saints busy, but not effective. Like I heard a minister say when she ministered recently, you can be busy going back and forth in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you're not going anywhere. You are developing or growing as a CEO when you get it to do it God's way, the dream God has given you. If I am to make it be, it must begin with me. Dare means to challenge yourself. Have the courage. Dare by setting a goal which makes you stretch to achieve it. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With all you dare, then defy, D, DEFY, defy all odds. I call it the 3D cubed. Do what no one else around you has done. Do what you have never, ever even seen yourself do. And through Christ, do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. See, first decide what you desire for your destiny to be. In other words, decide your marketing plan. Build long-term. You are building now for your future. This is January. We're building. It's already seeing December done. And your children's children's future. Use eternal tools of heaven to build your destiny. Secondly, be determined. This is the right 3D. Decide first and then be determined to fight the good fight of faith and finish your course. Luke 14 talks about that whole chapter, the cost of discipleship. And thirdly, build your destiny. Change for legacy. Bless your lineage. Deuteronomy 8:18. That you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Don't stop there. It's so that you may establish his covenant, which he swore to you as your fathers as it is this day. So when we make up our mind and decide on something, have focused faith, we will dream. When we stay determined and disciplined, we will dream. When we stay loyal to our God-ordained call, our anointed assignment, our destiny, we will dream. While we're talking this morning, God's master plan of faith, be the CEO of your dreams. All my business and goals will be seen in 2014. Why? Because I am God's FBI agent. R in dream, reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion, and then rehearse and rejoice. In other words, keep the right attitude. Keep that perfect practice will manifest the dream. As you keep an attitude of gratitude, rejoicing all the way, in 2014, God's glory shall be seen. See, as the CEO of your dreams, you know it is oftentimes going to be a stretch, a reach from within if you plan to win. And you are the overseer to make sure you keep reaching and rising to the occasions in life that foster, develop, and promote your dreams. Remember, promotion comes when opportunity meets preparation. Promotion comes when you are prepared. Opportunity will show up, but you got to be prepared. Then destiny is birth. We are better prepared, but we're constantly reaching, stretching for the stars of personal growth and always arising, spreading your wings like the eagle, soaring higher, and then the occasion and divine opportunity that God will bring your way. So when we reach for the stars, stay focused on the shining star, our Savior, we will dream. When we rise to the occasion from within, we decide we are going to win. So we rise above and the attitude and the fear with the chickens, and we turn away from the turkeys who won't do what it takes to arise, and we embrace the eagle inside of us and rise and soar to the occasion. We will dream. We'll rehearse. We'll repeat. We'll keep redoing, knowing that perfect practice, not just practice, but perfected, correct, perfect practice will manifest the dream. And then we'll rejoice. Rejoice. Notify your face. It takes more muscles to frown than to smile, knowing that an attitude of gratitude is going to be the spiritual fuel that God will use to carry you towards your dream. All the E, equip yourself daily for success. Educate yourself. Study and meditate on the Word of God so that you can soar like that eagle that you are and endure like a good soldier. Every day, we have to feed our faith and starve our fears. We must work our faith muscles in God's gym on the treadmill of life. See, remember, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. Equipping yourself for great success. Soar like the eagle that you are, but keep speaking that into your spirit. I'm prophesying it into your heart and your mind today. In Isaiah 40, we know that 31st verse. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2 Timothy 2:3 tells you to endure at ease. Hardship is a good soldier. 2 Timothy 4:7 and 8 tells you to fight the good fight of faith. Run the race. Keep the faith. We're talking this morning, God's master plan of faith, the A. Act like it's already done. Practice his presence so that the anointing, it costs to have the anointing of Christ, will dwell on your life, and then you'll attract what you want. Success attracts success. Yeah, the world calls it visualization, but long before corporate America and motivational speakers, the scripture tells us in Romans 4, 17, 18, to call things and be not as though they were. Call it in. See yourself as successful. Go on and have that dream board. Make a dream book and then look at it every day with eyes of faith. See yourself smaller. See yourself financially blessed. See your family healthy and whole. God's master plan of faith. Be the CEO of your dreams. All my business and goals will be seen in 2014. I am God's FBI agent. Dare reality. Expect amazing miracles. Remember that the anointing of Christ dwells on your life. And I'm going to rush on, skipping down to the M so we can finish this today. M, take massive action and keep the mind of Christ, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. And I love how Oral Roberts used to drill into our heads when I was in school. Expect a miracle. Take massive action by seizing every opportunity. See yourself daily on a mission. You have a mandate, TNC family. You have a mandate, every caller hearing my voice speaking as a mouthpiece of God. There's a mandate on your life when you leave this call, go out in your world to be a minister in the marketplace. What does that mean? What does that look like, Pastor? Well, take massive action means stay laser focused, keeping the main thing the main thing. Ask every day for the mind of Christ. When you get the mind of Christ, then your dreams will produce in your life the purpose of God for your life. I am so sorry I'm running over, but I want to end with that same theme. This is God's master plan of faith. Be the CEO of your dreams. All my business and goals will be seen in 2014. Why I am God's FBI agent. The favor, the blessings, and the increase. I will be on that mission as his minister in the marketplace. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Thank you so much, my mentor. I tell you, just please stick around for the benediction. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Told you guys you can make it fit. Please bring forth our prayer request.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this awesome, awesome opportunity to hear your word this morning, Lord God. Father, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, even before the earth was put in place, Lord. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And we thank you, Lord God, that this day, Lord God, we will be the CEOs of our dreams, O God. We will stand firm on your word and go forth like never before. We thank you, Father, for Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for using them, Father, for this prayer call, Lord, placing it in order according to your direction, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Artists International, for this awesome company, Lord God. We thank you for using them and glorifying them in such a special way, Father God. So we, your people, Lord, who are called by your name, will speak to the situations that come against us. No weapon formed against your people will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them will cease. We're decreeing and declaring this very day that they are victorious in Christ Jesus. Those that are having hindrances coming against them, we speak to them right now in the name of Jesus and call them void and null in the blessed name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus in every given situation that comes up against your people, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for Platinum President Marie Preston, who requested a prayer for her sister, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for standing in the gap, Lord God, ministering and anointing her area, Lord, that she'll be this day, Lord God, anointing the hands of every doctor and nurse, Father God, using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And we call her healed, whole, and complete in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through the storms, Lord God, in the northeast area. We ask you, Lord God, that you comfort them and keep them warm like never before, especially your elderly, Lord God, and the children, Lord God. Put your arms around them like never before, and we thank you in advance for doing a great work in them and through them. Father God, we lift up every individual on this call, those that are going through trials and tribulations, that are going through hindrances or whatever it may be, Lord God. We decree and declare that they are victorious because we win this day and forevermore because you have given us the victory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts being acceptable in your sight because you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. We call it done, and we bless your name and praise you in all that you do through us, in us, and for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Okay, get your pen and paper pad out. Right after this call is the ambassador's call, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539598 pound. And I know you're going to want to hear Dr. V's dreams because you're the FBI agent. The playback number for that is 712-432-1085. And it's the same access code, 957677 pound. I want to thank our awesome prayer warrior, Minister Robin, for opening us up this morning with You Win. And my, Dr. V, dreams. I love you so much, my mentor. Please come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. Love you too. And thank you, thank you. Father, we just thank you for this day, this winning Wednesday. We thank you for each and every listener on the line that their dreams, the fresh wind of your glory, you blowing on them, reminding them it's all about purpose. Now let this word be received in their heart and lodged in their spirit, and they'll be good stewards of the dreams that you give each and every one of us. And as we leave this call, going on to the ambassador's call and going on in our day, order our steps. Let the favor, the blessing, and the increase be ours as your God-appointed FBI agents, understanding that it's all about you. And we will, in covenant, keep our part of the contract. By the blood of Jesus, the strength of God, and the wisdom that flows within us, give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and absolutely all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And as our buddy would say, go out and have that super fantastic day. Bye-bye.